This is Ozarks at Large. People concerned with the planet's resources have been preaching the mantra of reduce, recycle, and reuse for years. Above Springdale, yes, above Springdale, there's an unusual example of recycling taking place almost every day.
You take sand, soda ash, limestone, feldspar, fluorspar, antimony, and barium carbonate.
Ron Minot is dressed in jeans, a gray shirt, black gloves, and a black headband. On a chilly January day, he's dressed for work in his studio, where it can get very hot. Ron is a glass artist, and his furnaces work at temperatures above 2,000 degrees. Before anything comes out of those furnaces, though, something has to go in, like the fine powder in a cardboard barrel at the front of Ron's studio.
The glue that binds these cardboard barrels together, that's sodium silicate, is the glue that binds cardboard barrels together. It's also the material that's used to glue the sand onto asphalt shingles.
This powder is created each year by the tens of thousands of pounds, Ron says, in a process to eventually create the glue for shingles or about 150 other uses. For years, the company had to pay to have the byproduct material landfilled. But at an art show in Dallas a few years ago, a representative from the company, Occidental Chemical, approached Ron to see if he'd be interested in using that material to batch or make his raw glass material.
The customer could not handle this fine particle because it clogged up their gear system. And so what they do is they vacuumed it off, and they were landfilling this. And it was somewhere around 100,000 pounds a year that they were generating this, and it was taking a big part of the landfill.
Ron says a handful of other glass artists had been approached about using the material, but declined. Ron said, maybe.
I said, send me a sample of it, let me try it. Because I had already been working with a company over in central Oklahoma, where I got my sand from, when we had talked about batching material and selling it to other artists. And it's a very involved process with a lot of equipment. And the benefit here is the company has said, look, you know, for 12 cents a pound, and the really strong benefit is they will actually give 2,500 pounds of this material away to an artist and pay the freight to let him try this. And so we've given some to Terra Studios. We've given about 30, 40,000 pounds of it to Rawlin Karg up in Kichaya, Oklahoma, or Kansas. And so it's we're trying to get people to try this.
Ron Minot says the material has been a big boost for him since it contains about 55% of the glass formula he needs to create his recipe for his glass art. And he says he's found several benefits beyond keeping the powder from being trashed every year.
It melts quicker. It's less corrosive on your crucible. You lose less of it back into the atmosphere because it's already a glass form. And it saves it from going to the landfill. And so that's what I saw in this, was that something that I use already, the company said, look, this makes a great product for you. It helps us from the green point of view. And I just see tremendous benefits to glass artists in particular, but also for the landfill's purpose.
Many glass artists, Ron says, tend to use pre-batched or pre-mixed glass. Ron says using this material to batch one's own mixture can cost about a quarter a pound instead of about a dollar a pound. The material arrives as a finely ground powder in 2,500-pound sacks. Ron says he spends about half an hour shoveling the sand from the sacks into cardboard barrels that can then be moved more easily about his studio. Then he uses the material as a major part of his recipe in a cement mixer to convert it into the stuff that will eventually become his glass artwork.
And it's mixed for 45 minutes. And the best way glassblowers say this is, well mixed is half melted. Because if you've got your ingredients spread throughout as a uniform distribution, then when you shovel it into the furnace over here at 2,350 degrees, what you get is a molten puddle of glass in there. And it's setting about 6 inches down right now. This furnace will hold 350 pounds of molten glass. And I slowly work this. It takes about a week, and after 1 week, I have to start over the process.
That glass blowers need so much material is why Ron thinks other glass artists should try this disposed sand. But he says that's also why many other glass blowers are reluctant to use sand. That is an unknown commodity for them.
It's a challenge to get glass artists to do it because they do what they've always done. And if I have 300 pounds of glass in my furnace and it doesn't work, then I have 300 pounds of yuck. And so that's the critical thing, is to get artists to try this and go, oh yeah, this works great.
Ron says he uses between 6,000 and 7,000 pounds of the former landfill-bound mix each year. a small percentage of the 100,000 pounds created annually. He's directed some of the rest to other glass artists he knows around the region and the country in hopes they'll like the results. He says the entire process fits in with the philosophy he and his wife Paula have put together for their business on land they bought on Callahan Mountain above Springdale. You only have to take the short walk from his studio to his house to see he's always keeping his eye on something that somebody threw away that he can use to make into art.
And then these are bells that we sort of like, the ones that are out at Terra.
Also outside his studio are sculptures that serve as outdoor nightlights made from hubcaps, chandelier parts, and other items found in what Ron calls his wanderings.
And he also has a light inside his head, so his eyes glow at night, which is kind of an interesting thing. This is eventually going to have flapping wings with this thing here. So he has flapping wings
If you'd like to see part of Ron's artistic recycling in action and hear him explain how he built his own furnace, you can go to OzarksAtLarge.com and see a video from inside his studio. This is Ozarks at Large.